Lord Jesus, please open our hearts to hear wisdom and increase in virtue. Your mother prayed for you constantly, and you have asked us to learn of her scriptural role. Please help us to witness to truth. Holy Spirit, please lead us in understanding the great cloud of witnesses according to the Bible. Amen. Mother Claire began, Dear ones, we are not abandoning the Lord. Rather, he is teaching us about how Father God moves through his holy instruments. We do not replace our devotion to Jesus with his mother. Never. Rather, we cling to our heavenly spouse. We comfort him in all he must see on earth, and we follow him in complete obedience. Just like in a corporation, many people are assigned tasks. So it is in heaven, and Mary is assigned to be the mother of the bride, teaching us what is pleasing to her Son, who is God. In today's rosary, we experienced a very special grace. Today, Our Lady was teaching on humility and with a demonstration that surprised us all. Our youngest community member, the littlest in the eyes of the world, was leading the rosary, and halfway through the first decade, I felt the presence of the Blessed Mother very strongly. I could hear the young man sobbing and wondered what was going on. Later I asked him and he told me, Mother, when I was praying the rosary, I felt honored to lead it, but realized there was some contamination in my motive, namely to be approved, accepted, feel important, etc. And I recognized this in the middle of the rosary as I was praying and saw my sin of pride, yet felt the gentle conviction of the Holy Spirit that my motive was not pure. I couldn't help but weep because I was so ashamed of wanting some kind of recognition or approval from man, when I should have had my heart and mind on the precious grace we have received of having a visitation of the Blessed Mother every day of the Rosary. I was so deeply convicted, yet I felt God's forgiveness wash over me. When he prayed, a very sweet peace and hush fell over everyone in the meeting. Then Our Lady began to teach us about humility. Little did I know she was already teaching the lad about it through his own example. Our Lady began, The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. My dear family, if each of you knew the power of humility, none of you would ever again seek to be first and the authority. Any time you would be in the limelight or recognized, you would blush and seek to lower yourself. The world of men is surely one of primacy and influence. The world of heaven literally melts when they perceive profound humility in any soul. There is no way for you to gauge this truth while you are in this world, but soon in heaven you will see with new eyes this profound truth. Those who are fortunate enough to recognize this and live it while on earth are blessed wonder in the eyes of the great King. Yes, you should seek this great state of grace with all your hearts. Understand that a soul such as this is highly favored when they pray. Rather than seeking to know, seek to know only God. Rather than seeking to teach, seek to learn every day from the many lessons the Lord arranges for you. Rather than speaking up, seek only to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit through your brothers and sisters. Rather than seeking to be the authority, seek to hear his Spirit in every moment of every circumstance in your lives and to execute his will. Always submit your ideas to the Holy Spirit and seek him as the authority. My children, there is no greater wisdom or ability to lead than to make him your authority and conform to his counsel in everything. To act independently on your own is the epitome of pride and ignorance, because the thinking of this world is not the thinking of God, and man is easily led astray by thinking he is wise and acting without seeking the approval of God. The hallmark of the meek soul is to humbly seek out wisdom, seeing yourselves as less qualified than others. In all things, dear ones, from the littlest projects to the biggest, submit all to God and cheerfully carry out what you are shown to be approved of God. And that was the end of Our Lady's message. Mother Claire continued, how many times I have failed to do that and spent hours doing the wrong things with my time. Had I sought the simplicity of inquiring of God first, I cannot even compute how much better my life would have been. But because of self-will and many times carnal appetites, I instead forged ahead acting on my passion and not seeking God's approval. I know I have lost many graces entrusted to me because I wanted what I wanted and justified doing it by my own wisdom. The difference between Mary and I is that she never lost the graces entrusted to her. She protected them hidden in her heart. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Luke 2:19. Dear Lord, please teach us to respond in this very same way, spurning our own will and own opinions as the destructive and worthless actions that they truly are. Amen.